Brad Gamble has dedicated his life to volunteering for Rotary because he says it feels good to help others. And it's something that he thinks a lot of people could benefit from. That's the message that he's bringing to clubs all over the region.
There's something for everybody in Rotary, and you become involved to the degree in which you want to become. And and I almost guarantee that if you do become involved, get engaged, it's just going to suck you in a little bit further, and it's nothing but pure fun.
Rotary supports causes all over the world, but mostly it's a very local organization. The basic formula is the local Rotary Club fundraises and then distributes the money to local causes. In Petersburg, that's everything from an annual Christmas event for the elderly at the Mountain View Manor to a youth exchange program to help supporting other nonprofit efforts. For decades, Rotary was for men only, but that changed back in the 80s. Now, women make up about 43% of membership throughout the world. David Byrne is the leader of the Petersburg Rotary, and he's been involved in the club for about 15 years. He says there is a lot of misperception about what Rotary is today.
It's not a stodgy old man's club with a bunch of guys smoking cigars and white hair. Our club locally is, I'd say, about 50-50 men and women. Broad age range, kind of covers all professions.
They raise funds through events like a 4th of July duck race, a salmon bake during the Little Norway Festival, and selling roses. The local club spends about $6,000 a year on the Youth Exchange Program. It's a popular program with Rotary clubs all over the world. It includes bringing in a foreign exchange student and sending out a local student every year. Gamble says it's the best exchange program that exists for high school age students.
And you have the security of knowing that your child, when they're away, is being watched over by a Rotary Club and Rotarians in their host country. So it's not just sending a student away and they're on their own with a strange family for a year. They're supported by the a Rotary Club on the other end.
Petersburg's exchange program challenges the visiting foreign students to raise funds as well. Byrne says each student earns money to buy what's called a shelter box,
which is a survival kit, tent, food supplies that gets sent to a third world country or a country area of need for refugees or temporary housing. They're really neat, but those cost about $2,000. And I think we challenge the inbound and they hold fundraisers, and they've all been quite successful.
Byrne says that if anyone is interested in learning more about Petersburg's Rotary Club, you can ask a Rotarian about it. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.